Have you wondered how the local candidates in the provincial election plan to deal with traffic and transportation? Since Ontario Progressive Conservative leader and then Premier Doug Ford called an early election on January 28, candidates have been lining up to offer their visions for the riding of York Simcoe before voters go to the polls on February 27, about 15 months ahead of schedule. As part of our Ontario Votes election coverage, Bradford Today attempted to ask all 8 registered candidates to explain how they would tackle 4 key issues in the riding: traffic and transportation, lack of access to health care, the need for more spaces in schools, and growth management, including how they would handle the housing crisis while also addressing impacts on the environment and agriculture. In order of the number of votes received in the riding for each party during the 2022 election, this is how candidates responded to the question: if elected, how would you address traffic and transportation, and do you support the Bradford bypass? Fatima Chaudhry, Ontario Liberal Party. York Simcoe has seen tremendous population growth, leading to increased congestion and longer commute times. I support smart infrastructure investments, including expanding public transit options and improving local roads. While a bypass may help with traffic flow, we must ensure that any development is done responsibly, with minimal impact on farmland and the environment. Justin Graham, Ontario New Democratic Party. I believe the Bradford bypass will go over budget and will take twice as long as they would have you believe. Use the construction of the Highway 404 extension as a guideline. There is no way to determine the amount of piles needed in a swamp. Although I don't think it's a great idea, I would ask my constituents along with all agencies and stakeholders to get a sense of what the majority want. In addition, supporting local businesses brings jobs to the communities where we live. Providing affordable options and strategic logistical incentives to start up our existing business. More options and access to superior transportation would all help ease traffic congestion. Brent Fellman, New Blue Party of Ontario. I do support the Bradford bypass. That is one thing that is going to relieve a lot of the internal congestion in our town and throughout York Simcoe. Highway 11 is just so busy during rush hour. The congestion is going to only increase. What it comes down to in Ontario is we don't have control over our own immigration. If you bring in hundreds of thousands of people, what's that going to do to our roads? It's not that we don't want immigration, but it needs to be at reasonable levels that our infrastructure can handle. It should be connected to our ability to provide infrastructure and essential services. There needs to be a balance. That is one of the reasons why it's very important for us to have provincial control over immigration. Sean Conroy, Ontario Libertarian Party. If I was elected, I would communicate with municipalities in the ridings to identify their immediate concerns, and I would collaborate with provincial and regional resources in order to develop effective strategies. I do support the Bradford bypass. Unfortunately, I say it with reluctance. I've been in the area since 1985, and I've witnessed considerable growth across the riding. The only considerable infrastructure investment was extending the Highway 404 from Davis Drive to Green Lane and then eventually to Woodbine Avenue and Ravenshoe Road, which was very helpful. But unfortunately, it doesn't help much with alleviating congestion and traffic going through Holland Landing, going through Bradford to get from the Highway 404 over to the Highway 400. We have very limited space to create an east-west access, because if we go much farther north, we're into Lake Simcoe and the Holland Marsh, and as we go south, we're into heavy residential area. Franco Colavecchia, Ontario Moderate Party. Yes, I do support Bradford bypass. I also support the extension of Highway 48 further north, as it will create a lot of employment in York Simcoe. Editor's note: Caroline Mulroney, Ontario Progressive Conservative Party; Jennifer Barron, Green Party of Ontario; and Alana Hollander, Ontario Party, have not responded to requests for comment as of the publication of this article.